the morning to ya. Today is Tuesday, March 16th. It's almost St. Paddy's Day, I believe. Hope everybody is having a good day. Welcome to the Apochley Podcast. What are we doing today? I was just not feeling it today, so, you know, gotta do what we gotta do. Let's just leave it at that, but I need to get some food, get some food in my belly. I haven't ate all day. I need some energy to finish a project. And so far, it's been a good day, and I hope to keep it that way. Slept in, felt a lot better after I woke up from my second nap, I guess, or just, you know, after going back to sleep, you know, it wasn't my day today. I needed a day to recharge, another day. Yesterday, I got a lot done, but, you know, I didn't really rest, but I feel a lot better today. Need one another day, you know, it's not a big deal. Hopefully no one sees it as a big deal, but whatever. I'm not gonna have too long of a podcast, I don't think. I'm such a disgusting pig. Sorry, guys. Sorry you had to listen to me coughing and making all these noises. The car is just going way too fast. I'm just driving around right now. I scheduled a pickup at my guilty pleasure restaurant, Cafe Rio. I'm so tired of every, like, I was going through Grubhub yesterday. You know, I didn't want to go out. I wanted to have some good food, you know, delivered out to me. And I was just going through all the restaurants. You know, there's Chinese, Japanese, Mexican, Indian, Nepalese, you know, you name it. It was on there. However, nothing was appealing to me, you know. But when nothing is appealing to me, like today, and I know I just need to eat and get something in my stomach, the most appealing thing to me is actually just Mexican food. And, you know, it's all kind of, I feel like if you want the most bang for your buck, you go to Beto's, Alberto's. You know, there's a bunch of names that they go by, but I was an undercover cop, and so I went behind the store, and there was an undercover cop, and he was just staring me down. He was like, "What the hell are you doing here?" Oh my god. Why are the finest gals always at Target? They love Target for one reason or the other. Oh, fuck. This is such a boring podcast. Sorry, guys. I'll let me think of something. So actually, I planned to do this podcast, but since I didn't have anything else to do while I waited for my food, figured it would be a good time. And actually, something I can talk about. I saw this Reddit post. There's this guy who has made millions, who has made a million off of marijuana through the stock market. And I'm kind of trying to copy his lead just because I know he's onto something. And I'm going to share that with you. You know, if you want to make some money, you know, there's GameStop still. You can, I think people are still making money off of that. There's, there's a couple opportunities, right, for people to make their money. But let me tell you how you can make money off of these stocks. So I guess what he's doing is he's buying really low, holding on to them, and then when people get their stimulus checks, it seems like with this pandemic, with these with this extra disposable income that a lot of people have, they've been investing into the stock market, you know, and of course when they do that, all this new money is flowing in, and it blows, it makes the stock go up, you know. And this guy has specifically been trading just with, he's just been doing it with marijuana stock, Sundial Growers. This is probably the cheapest one that you can get through the Robinhood app. There's a lot, you know. And I started investing a lot more in Fidelity instead of Robinhood. But it's, you know, it's a slow game either way. But it is a game. Like, I feel like I don't play any games on my mobile phone. But quicker than I anticipated. Let's get the hit out of here. Heck out of here. Oh man, my dog Dexter, I guess I could talk about him. He's a really sweet dog. He's a puppy. I don't know how old he is. I'm still waiting for my appointment with the veterinarian. But yeah, he seems maybe already a little bit housebroken. I don't know if he learned through the shelter he was living at for a bit, or if he or if it's from I don't know if it's from whoever his owners were, you know, for a little bit before they abandoned him at a park, or if it was the shelter, but he does poo and peep on pads. But those things are expensive, man. I didn't really think about it, realize it before I adopted him. But I know he's already made a positive improvement on my life. And I hope I've made a positive improvement on his life. You know, I've showed him a lot of love. He shows me a lot of love right away. He shows me a lot of respect, admiration. You know, just the typical things you would expect from your little furry dog friend. And I'm so happy I grabbed him. You know, I don't know if I talked about this, but when I got him at the shelter, you know, I got the very earliest appointment I could on the Monday. I asked for that day off, and I quite literally needed a day off. I was so tired at that point. You know, and I know in these days, you know, even though I didn't feel good, it's really been helpful for my mental capacity to just take these couple days off and recharge and get away from, you know, I talked about this before. You know, I get really frustrated and really upset at my at certain colleagues I work with, you know, and I blame them a lot, you know, and even though, you know, quite frankly, it probably is their fault. At the end of the day, you know, I can't really blame them for, you know, what they do. You know, they gotta survive and what, yada yada. And who am I to rain on their milking of time? You know, I just say things, you know, sometimes just out of frustration. I exaggerate things a little bit in a horrible attempt to be funny. You know, or just be truthful. You know, I try to be as blunt and honest as I possibly can. You know, and I don't know. I don't know if, anyways, I'm getting a little off topic, but yeah, so, you know, I just need to take time off and, you know, just recharge. You know, if I'm gonna have to be the workhorse, if that's my role in that team, and it's been that role for 4 years, and I've been promised changes, and it's just not happening, at the end of the day, then it's my fault. You know, it's time for me to move on, and I don't feel like I've grown, you know, to take new skills to a new company. You know, I just kind of seem like I stagnated. And I just see all these people around me just blossoming, or, you know, people, you know, that I talk to a lot. Ah, man. And that's what I'm looking forward to, you know, these next couple months, once I get all my personal stuff cleared up, my, you know, once I get DACA situated, once I get all these other little minuscule annoyances in my life, then, you know, I'll be able to focus on friendships, on myself, getting myself back in shape, and just try prospering. You know, I'm trying to do a better job at managing my finances, investing a lot more and a lot more intelligently, and I need to start liquidating a bunch of assets I've accumulated. Just, you know, I need more of a minimal lifestyle. And there's a lot of junk in my house. I need to start cleaning up my room, as Jordan Peterson would say, and start investing more in my craft. You know, I'm going to give it a couple more years. And if I don't start making money out of it, you know, because at this point, maybe I'm losing $300-$400 a year in this quote-unquote hobby, you know, and that's just the upkeep costs. You know, I'm not taking into consideration into gas, time, you know, doing stuff, you know, like if I need to do something for content. You know, I have a lot of stuff that I just haven't actually had the time to edit, and I'm hoping that stuff becomes a little bit more you know, gives me some of that money back in the future, if I'm able to build anything out of this media company, I guess, that of a hobby that I started. oh man, I don't know. I just feel like I've procrastinated too much today. Like, I feel good about sleeping in. Got some stuff done, but I really should have used that time to and energy into finishing this project, this editing project that I've just been slacking on, you know. And I think I'll be in a good position after I eat this food. I'm in a good headspace. I really have a ritual when I get into these, you know, and that's the worst part, because I just can't jump into something and start editing. I have to get into a mind state, you know. And trying to think of what his name was. I fucking can't believe I'm forgetting right now. God, what can I... Hunter S. Thompson. There we go. So Hunter S. Thompson, you know, he had a ritual where he would, like, do coke, do beer, you know, orange, you know, shots, weed, you know. Like, he had a whole ritual. Like, he couldn't start working until he basically went through his whole ritual of abuse, and then he was ready about, you know, after being drunk, shit-faced, whatever he was, 10 o'clock, whatever, he was ready, and he would work throughout the whole night, you know. And I hate to say it, but I kind of see where he's coming from, you know. I could see myself in a position where I would, if I didn't have a job and I just focus, you know, I would probably want to, for creative purposes, get myself into a similar state, you know, and see what comes of my art. Goodness, came during the wrong time, apparently. I don't know what to do today, but I have a lot of things to do, so I have a lot of things to pick from. Right now, I'm just kind of stuck in the middle of traffic. I guess I went through this high school zone as soon as right as people were getting off from school. But anyways, I don't want to drag this podcast any longer than it has to be. I don't think I'm in a good headspace right now to even do a good podcast. And like I was saying on the podcast yesterday, this is more for me to just get myself into a routine of getting stuff done and getting myself out of this state. And anyways, I hope everyone has a good day. I love you.